Hello, and welcome to How Do You Feel, the show that is dedicated to your health and wellness and is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. I'm your host, Lorene King. Today, I'm visiting with Katie Jones, who is an adjunct professor of social work at Bradley University. But Katie is not here to talk about Bradley. She's here to talk about Labeled and Love. And this is a subsidy of an organization that originated in Texas. And so you brought it to Peoria.
Yes.
So welcome, Katie.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege to be here.
Oh, it's nice to have you. And can you tell our listening audience what Labeled and Love is?
Sure. Labeled and Loved is an organization that was started by people who serve individuals who have autism. And it is intended to be a support group and resource for moms who have children with special needs, such as autism and other disabilities. So any kind of disability, maybe they're born premature and so they have some issues with their development or not, but they're just wanting to get support to learn more. So it could be as early as just upon birth and they're realizing that their children may have some different needs. Or it could be someone who's raising a school-age child and they have different kinds of learning disabilities or social communication disabilities that hinders their ability to get along at school or with peers. And the idea is to support moms who are often the default, you know, kind of support network for this child. So it's about getting support to that parent who is parenting differently because they have that child with special needs.
Okay, so a couple of points. One of them is you said it's to support moms, and that's because women started, but dads can be involved. But
sure.
Frequently, moms are the primary caregivers, so it doesn't mean that the dad cannot be involved, correct?
We certainly don't want to absolve the gentleman from their opportunity to support the kiddos. But it is a women-focused space. It was this organization was started by four women, some of whom had lived experience as parents of children with special needs, some of whom were the providers, psychologists, and so on. And they all realized that moms needed a confidential, private, supportive space. So the support groups are both available in person and online. And currently in Peoria, the way that people can access support is only online. We don't yet have an in-person support group, although that's eventually something that I would love to see happen through collaborating with organizations in the Peoria area.
Okay. So I know that there are some instances that I read about, you know, where the husband might have lost a wife and the husband is the primary caregiver. But then the other point I want to ask you about is the title is Labeled and Love.
Yeah.
So then can you kind of give our listeners, you know, an idea of what Labeled and Love means, where that came from?
Sure. Labeled and Loved, when I first saw that title, I was a little bit taken aback because I thought, well, wait a minute, a label, are we saying that, you know, there's something wrong? And what they say is that the founders of this organization say the world will label them and we will love them. And so the intention is to say, you know, regardless of their special needs, we're loving them and one another through it. I like to think of, you know, all the flowers in God's garden, all the children, regardless of their differing abilities. We love them all and we take care of them all. And the moms, who are often the primary caregivers, shouldering a lot of the burden and providing a lot of the support and getting a lot of the love, they really sometimes need that special level of support. So this is both in-person and virtual support groups, as well as some additional programs that I know we'll talk about.
I know one of the common places or environments where children are likely to get labeled is at school, because
right.
I've been reading a lot of stories about kids getting bullied and parents being upset, you know, because the school's not handling it properly. So when you say the world will label them, and then another group that's more likely to label them is if they're in school, it could be their classmates.
Right.
Because they're different.
Right. And so what we're trying to do here is help, of course, connect with the existing resources in our community, including the schools, organizations like HISRA, the Heart of Illinois Special Rec Association, which is a wonderful organization that helps kids engage in things like sports and camps and things like that, even if they have special needs.
But Labeled in Love is something that would be in addition to.
That's right. We're trying to partner with these organizations to say, you know, you already serve families with children with special needs, and we want to make sure that you know about this resource and you can tell the moms that you care for or who are, you know, involved in your programs about this. So our Bradley students in the social work class that I teach, we've been doing outreach to HISRA and the Family House, and we're going to talk to OSF Strive next week in our class. You know, all the different organizations that might want to know about a free, accessible resource for moms who otherwise may not feel like they have the support. One of the benefits of this is that your child can be right there in the same room or the next room, and you don't have to actually get childcare if it's a virtual support group. You can have your child, the groups are actually at 8 o'clock. The one that I attend is 8 o'clock on Tuesday nights once a month. So, you know, you might hopefully have somebody else keeping an eye on your child, or maybe they're already in bed. My child is in the next room, and it's a way where you don't have to go out and get childcare or go someplace, you know, and try to brave the elements and so on.
Okay, but how did you find out about Labeled in Love?
Yeah, thank you for asking. That's a great little story, because I work for an organization called Lyra, which is a telehealth therapy company. So we contract with companies like Starbucks, Walmart, Google, and so on. And that meant then the employees of those companies get free access to online counseling. I'm licensed as a licensed clinical social worker in Illinois, California, and Arkansas, but my colleagues are all over the United States, and we have a Slack channel, a messaging system where we share ideas and resources if we come up with something. And one of my colleagues in another state had said, what kind of support is there out there for parents with children with special needs? And another one had said Labeled and Loved, and I was like all over that, like, what is that? And mm-hmm. I want to know more. So I started investigating, and of course, before I wanted to promote it to the people in my community, I wanted to see what was it like and attend a support group, and I've attended several. And because, you know, we qualify having four kids with all kinds of strengths and special needs. Mm-hmm. And I found it to be very well organized and thought out, and felt very comfortable with other moms. And it dawned on me that, you know, though we have a very resource-rich community here in Peoria, most of the in-person support groups are in like Texas, Tennessee, Colorado, Alabama, and hadn't made their way to Illinois yet. So we wanted to start getting the word out to people, key stakeholders who want to see people who may not be otherwise navigating the mental health and medical system with equity, may not find that they're able to access care, afford it, know where to go, feel comfortable. There's also the problem that sometimes people with children with special needs might be more likely to encounter child welfare. And if moms don't have the support they need, they may not know where to go or how to self-advocate. For example, we have an IEP coming up in a couple of weeks, the individual.
So an IEP.
Yeah, IEP is.
Tell the audience.
Yeah. An IEP is an individualized education plan. It's referred to as an IEP often for parents who have children who have special needs. The students and their teachers and the parents and the counselor and everybody comes together and they say, well, what kinds of accommodations does this child need based on their specific needs? What, you know, maybe they need more time on a test to complete a test, or they need fewer distractions. Maybe they need a little bit of a break before the end of class so they can transition to their next class without all the noise and congestion in the hallways from other students. Because sometimes, like children with autism, sometimes are triggered by loud noises and also just, you know, the way kids can be. Mm-hmm. So those are the types of accommodations that we talk about in an IEP. But if you're new to this, or if you don't feel like you really know what to say about how to ask for your child's support, how to advocate for them, this type of peer support group is really essential to understanding how to navigate those systems.
So is Labeled in Love, it's more for the parent to help them navigate, because I was going to ask you if they have a therapist, and then we have HISRA, mm-hmm. you know, what's the big difference? And so the difference is focusing on the caregiver.
That's
is that
right.
what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in fact, when we reached out to HISRA, we said, you know, we'd love to see some more support for parents. And Katie Van Cleve, the director there, she said, oh, yeah, definitely. Before the pandemic, they had some plans to develop that. And then, of course, after the pandemic, it was kind of piecing things back together. But there is some energy, I think, in this community to see some kind of a virtual and or in-person support group like Labeled and Loved, or this specifically, just basically importing it from Texas. And it would not be difficult. It would be very cost effective because the materials are provided by Labeled and Loved, kind of like a monthly kit, if you will, mm-hmm. or guide for the volunteer leader to facilitate the group. The other thing that this group provides is something called a 3-day Weekend of Hope retreat. And we're excited about this.
Okay, before we talk about that, I just want to remind any listeners who may have just joined us that you're listening to WPNV 106.3 on your FM dial. The show you're listening to is called How Do You Feel? And it's a show that's sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. Today, I'm visiting with Katie Jones, who is a licensed therapist and also an adjunct professor of social work at Bradley University. And she's talking about a resource that's available to caregivers of children with disabilities. It could be autism,
ADHD, or any kind of mental health problem.
Okay. And so it's like helping them to practice self-care while they're caring for their children.
Exactly.
Okay, and so then you were going to tell us.
Right. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't say the mission of Labeled and Loved. It's a long statement, but I want to say it carefully. The mission is to embrace and strengthen families with disabilities by providing connective experiences and educational resources for the primary caretaker, igniting personal growth and systemic change within the community.
Okay.
And some of the systemic change, it's not just about lifting up the moms and the caregivers on that week or that monthly support group. It's also this 3-day Weekend of Hope retreat. They bill it as an annual Hope retreat for moms of kids with disabilities, any age, any diagnosis. This year, it's going to be in Memphis, Tennessee on September 27th through the 29th. And it's not free, but our class has been organizing a fundraiser through—
You and your Bradley University
class.
That's
right. We have 10 students at Bradley University.
And they're all taking the social work class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And part of the class that I'm teaching is teaching them about the importance as social workers of advocacy, collaboration, fundraising, and how you want to, you know, before you bring a program to a community, you want to reach out to other providers and, you know, organizations that are serving this same population. We don't want to step on people's toes. We want to learn from one another and share and collaborate. So one of the tasks is that each one of the 10 students in my class, and we have been working with these organizations to have brief, like 15 to 20 minute little collaborative brainstorming sessions where we tell them about Labeled and Love, and we brainstorm about how we can promote the organization to the people they serve. And then also we have for the last couple of weekends done a fundraiser at Hy-Vee. Very grateful for Hy-Vee on Sheridan for letting us do promotional bagging of groceries. And mm-hmm. we raised just under $500. Our goal for the semester is $1,000. So there okay. are still ways that people can donate. They can go to labeledandloved.org and see how they could donate here. They can even specify in their donation that they want to support the, you know, fundraiser from Peoria, Illinois. It's under my name, Katie Jones. And I'm an official fundraiser for okay. Labeled and Loved, and we created a GoFundMe where all the funds go directly to Labeled and Loved. We don't mess with them. But they are specifically, hopefully, earmarked for a local person to get to have help or a scholarship to help them get to Memphis for this weekend retreat. I'm already registered and paid mm-hmm. and planning to go.
Okay.
So if there's somebody here locally who wants to go and they want to learn more about it, they just go to labeledandloved.org. And if they want to make a donation or if they want to learn about going, they can apply for a scholarship. And it wouldn't be just our funds. There are other fundraisers across the country that are being held all over the place to raise awareness and raise funds for this.
But to raise the fundraiser here, you want that to go toward a person from Peoria that would go to this event
ideally
in Memphis.
That's right.
So if they go online and do it, they have to designate that it's for the Peoria.
Sure,
area.
Absolutely. Okay. They can say that. And we hope that there are applicants from the Peoria area that want to go to this, but if not, it'll go into the broader pool, so it'll support other moms. It's an annual event, so I believe it was in Colorado Springs last year and then in Memphis this year. And certainly Peoria would be a wonderful spot for this retreat sometime in the years to come.
The retreat about?
Yeah, so it's a great event. Here's a little bit of information. It's intended to be for moms to share honestly and candidly about their own experiences, to tap into their own strengths and resilience, and also to do some kinds of self-care activities. So it's listening to speakers and learning more about how to self-advocate in an IEP, for example, how to talk to one's doctor, how to get a correct diagnosis. You know, we talked about labels being sometimes, you know, that it makes people feel stigma or shame or something associated with the disability. But on the other hand, sometimes having a diagnosis can be very powerful in that it can help someone feel more understood. They can understand themselves better. Their caregivers and loved ones and educators can know better how to care for them. They also, once a person says, I have autism or I have this condition, they can find support, especially for the older young people or adults online through Facebook groups or things like that. So there are ways to use the power of a diagnosis for support and education, information, kind of information is power.
Okay. Now you said that in Texas and the other places where it is, it's in person. So do they have the option to do it online or?
Yes.
So they can do it online or in person. Mm-hmm. And if the people here in Peoria right now can only do it online, is it available anytime or what are the hours and days that it's available online for
them
to get
the support?
That's a great
question. Thank you for asking that. So when I went online for the first time, I went to labeledinlove.org. And what is this about? You know, when are these held? There are sisterhood circles. That's one name for it. And then there is something called a community circle. Mm-hmm. And the way they define it is a sisterhood circle are safe spaces where messy moments are welcomed, stories and scars are embraced, and no label will ever prevent you from being loved. We offer support sisters who lead small breakout groups and guide you through specific discussion topics. And I should say that the sisterhood circles are held on one night. The community circle is held on another night. The sisterhood circles are specifically Christian faith-based in content. And so if you prefer that, if you're looking for that kind of space where you feel supported around your faith, the sisterhood circles are the ones that you want to register for and sign up for. You put in your email and so on, and they'll say, okay, it's on the first Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. Central or something like that. If you do the community circle, which is similar but just doesn't include the faith-based component, then you register for that, and that is on Tuesdays, the first Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. That's the one I attend. I think there are three or four each month currently. So you can find what fits your calendar, and they make a point to say once you've registered to participate in this, you can go to different ones. You can drop in to different ones. So maybe this Tuesday doesn't work for you because your kid is sick or you've got an event, but then you can drop in at another one, and they don't. You're everyone's welcome.
So they don't miss it. They don't miss out. You can go in and listen to one sessions that you missed
right
as well.
Yep. And the materials are really great. They're like little stories, vignettes about the last story was about a mom who had a child with significant special needs, different kinds of disabilities, and was a single mom and was really struggling at one point and was struggling financially. And, you know, she talked about how she reflected upon all the support that she had and how she was able to withstand the stress and pressures of all that. And finding her way to Labeled and Loved was one of the ways she kind of got her footing. And then she became eventually a volunteer and attending, you know, and you don't have to attend every month. You can attend as you're available and as you need it. Mm-hmm. So that mom found that it was a very important part of her system of care. And I will say personally that while I have wonderful friends in my community, it's not always the same when you're trying to talk about what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know, your friends, if they don't have these same experiences or similar experiences, they mean well and they love you and they're supportive, but they don't always know what to say.
Right.
So when this flyer says, you know, messy moments are welcome, stories and scars are embraced, it's kind of like it's okay to talk about even the hardest subjects. And so that's really been an important part of our healing journey as a family.
Okay. Now, how many women would you hope to send to Memphis in September?
Well, I think the entire, you know, our goal is $1,000 just as a broad goal to start with. And the retreat weekend, I think the cost, it is, I can't remember how much I paid for it, but it's over $1,000.
Oh.
So, and then you have the cost of transportation, but the cost is like hotel, meals, all the activities and everything. So, we have the expectation and hope that at least one mom from the Peoria area can go. And again, our help is to support it, but there are other fundraisers happening all over the country. So if there's a mom from the Peoria area that wants to go, we want to make sure they get to go. We don't want money to be a hindrance.
Left aside.
It is important to note that there is not childcare for the child at the retreat. So the mom who wants to go really has to make sure that she can, pull on her additional support from grandma or her partner, spouse, or whomever, her church family, to make sure that she gets to fully focus on herself and her own health and well-being. That's really a big part of it. So, but it's not till September. Mm-hmm. So moms have plenty of time.
Okay, a few months left.
Yeah, to think about how they're going to get that child care.
Now, did you say that the topics are they weekly or monthly topics? You
monthly.
Know, online. They're monthly topics. And so if you happen to miss a night, you can go online and pick a night or time that you want. If you miss it, you can always go back and listen to it.
And people can learn more too at the Labeled and Loved Facebook group. You can look at the website. There's some little videos that show coverage of what the mom's retreat was like last year, and there's personal stories. I really felt that enriched my understanding of the organization when I listened to the voices of moms tell their stories on those little YouTube videos. So check out the website at labeledandloved.org or go to their Facebook page and you can learn more that way too.
Labeled and Loved Facebook page.
Yep.
Okay. Now, you know, earlier you mentioned HISRA and you said that's the Heart of Illinois Special Recreation Association. Now, what is it specifically that they do?
Yeah. This is a wonderful partnership with our Peoria Park District. And I've been working in this field for since 1999, postgraduate as a social worker. But it wasn't really until about 4 or 5 years ago that I realized what a rich resource we have in the Peoria area with our Special Rec Association. Mm-hmm. I started working with other people from across the state of Illinois who had, in that case, it was Spina Bifida. I was working for the Illinois Spina Bifida Association. And I would say to people who were in southern Illinois or different parts, even like western or eastern Illinois, I would say, well, contact your Special Rec Association. And then I started looking into it, and there's probably 5 really strong Special Rec Associations in the state of Illinois, and Peoria has, by and large, the strongest below I-80. I mean, we have got, it's been going for many years, and when I asked Katie Van Clee, the director, why do we have such a rich resource, or why is ours so robust? We have Special Olympics, for example, this summer, Special Olympics bowling, Special Olympics softball, Special Olympics golf. There's all kinds of activities for the families, for individuals, teenagers, young adults, or anybody over the age of 17 and 18, 19. And she said that It really has to do with how invested your community and your park district is in providing these kinds of rich accommodations. So, you know, we really should be taking advantage of this. Everyone in the Peoria area, if you have a child who has any kind of special needs and they have felt left out of like softball or sports, they can get accommodations with the typical park district activities. So HISRA will say, well, we'll work with your family to make sure that they get what they need, or they can participate in our activities. So HISRA is a great organization.
Okay. So are there, do you go out to talk to any groups in the community about Labeled in Love and HISRA?
Yeah, we've been trying. We also actually just reached out to our wonderful state representative, Jahan Gordon Booth, because of course, she is so powerfully involved in supporting this community in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And as a mother and as someone who is invested in lifting up all people in our community, but especially people who may not have always had a voice or had access to care, I wanted to reach out to her. So I've been in contact with her Springfield office to say, hey, let's get a meeting so mm-hmm. we can talk about this. Because what we don't want is for people who might not otherwise know about resources like Labeled mm-hmm. in Love or HISRA to miss out on the opportunity to get these wonderful, affordable, sometimes free resources. Because I can tell you how my son's face lights up when I say, do you want to sign up for this pizza and bowling thing?
Okay.
He's like, yes.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you, you know, he goes to Richwoods High School and there's a large school there mm-hmm. and he's a second year student, but finding friends who understand him because of his special needs has been a challenge. And of course, we're involved in all different kinds of activities and things. But when I said this HISRA catalog came, would you like to do this? He's like, yes. So I dropped off my registration this morning and I called him. Did you get it? Did I do it right? Is there anything that's missing? She said, no, it's all set. And then I went home and I looked at it again. I was like, oh, I missed a couple events. I'm going to have to add a couple more things. But it really gives a sense of belonging to the child that they may not otherwise get at school with kids who are quote unquote neurotypical, who don't have these same kinds of challenges. And as you noted, kids are not always kind.
Right.
You know, so helping them find a sense of community with people who deliberately are focused on providing joy, camaraderie, and discipline and support for these kids, it's just priceless in our community.
Now, the Bradley students that you're working with, I know they helped you with the past fundraisers. So are they going to be helping, assisting with the fundraising? And are they doing any more research into Labeled in Love?
Yeah, so we started in the beginning of the semester back in like January. I kind of laid out what the organization was. And I said, okay, we're going to try to weave this into all of our lessons. So when you're studying fundraising, mm-hmm. we're going to actually go into the field and do some fundraising. And we're going to talk about how much overhead did we put into mm-hmm. this and how much time was spent. How much did we spend per hour of activity how much did we raise mm-hmm. and so on. And think about that as compared to like a bake sale or some other kind of a 5K or these different kinds of events. This being a small goal, this was a right fit for us. But so they've also had to learn about collaboration. So calling on people and, you know, in social work, it's a sign of strength to ask for help.
Yes.
Right? So if you say, friends, working in the field, I don't know, where do I go for this support or where can I refer people? They need to learn how to have that kind of confidence and own that sense of agency to ask for what they need and brainstorm and have an open mind and learn and grow. And so that's been part of the intent as well, to help them learn how to do that. So that each student has had to do that this semester. We even talked about what not to include in a pitch. We had one collaborative partner came and talked to us about how the puzzle piece that's often used as a insignia or logo to promote autism awareness has been looked at a little bit critically because people who live with autism say, what are you saying, that we're broken or there's something missing? And so I just learned this through this project, okay. Lorraine, that the infinity symbol is something that is used now in a less stigmatizing way. In fact, I just saw on the news, I don't know if you caught it, but the Peoria Police Department was promoting for Autism Awareness and Acceptance Month stickers that have two different kinds of stickers. So for people who prefer the puzzle piece because of that recognition, they have this colorful puzzle piece, Peoria Police Department, someone who lives here or in this home has autism. And then there's one similar but has the infinity symbol. And so I got to stop by the police department and get a couple of those. But the idea is that we're all part of the solution. We're all here to provide support and to lift up one another. And it's not just about autism. That happens to be one area where there's a lot of focus and a lot of attention, especially these days. But it might be cerebral palsy or another kind of developmental disability or social communication disorder that really makes someone feel very anxious when they engage in, activities.
Okay. Well, I want to thank Katie Jones, who is a licensed therapist. And do you have a specialty?
I'm a licensed clinical social worker. So with social work, I just cover all issues. Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
And so then you're helping to train the next wave of therapists University as an adjunct professor. So thank you so much for finding out about Labeled in Love and then bringing it to life in Peoria. So it's convenient to do it online. And then hopefully in the future, if it becomes better known, there'll be in-person sessions as well.
That's my hope.
Okay, I want to let our listeners know you've been listening to How Do You Feel? The show that's dedicated to your health and wellness and is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. We've been talking with Katie Jones about Labeled in Love, which is a support group for parents of children with disabilities. This show airs at 11 a.m. on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. If you missed the broadcast, and you can hear it on the WPNV podcast page, which is wpnv.org, and then look for podcast page. I've been your host, Lorraine King, and I hope that you will join me again next week.
Now is always the right time with the song.